الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praises are due to Allah, and may Allah send His peace and blessings and exalt the mention of His final prophet and the last of messengers Muhammad and his companions and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the day of judgment. We continue with Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah of Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and we have stopped at the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah, wala tamthil, with that. What is that, brother? Alaykum salam. What did we call that, Mr. Muhammad?
Resembling or equal to something.
Right. Tamthil, which is to make set parables or similitude between Allah and His creation by claiming that they share qualities in the ultimate sense. We'll see what exactly is intended by that. And we began discussing that. Then we said, أهل السنة والجماعة يثبتون لله عز وجل الصفات بدون مماثلة. أهل السنة والجماعة, they confirm the attributes of Allah without giving a similarity, without a similitude between the attributes of Allah and His creation. There's no commonality whatsoever. Two different entities. يقولون أن الله عز وجل له حياة وليست مثل حياتنا. Allah عز وجل has a life, but is it like our lives? No. Why? Our lives had to begin at one point and shall come to end. But Allah's life is in the absolute most perfect sense. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. حي. That's what it is. So Allah is the ever living. There was no beginning point and there is no ending point. Now, Allah has a life and we have a life. So what is really similar is a portion of the quality and the name. But the essence of it, totally different. They're not equal. So the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, they confirm these qualities of Allah but not resembling His creation. له علم وليس مثل علمنا. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله, أهلا وسهلا. له علم وليس مثل علمنا. Allah has knowledge and we have knowledge, but what is our knowledge compared to that of Allah's? Nothing. As it comes in one narration, the knowledge of all of the creation is equal to a bird that came in the ocean and got one drop to a whole ocean. That's what the knowledge of all the children of Adam. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you have not been given knowledge about regarding knowledge except a little. Just enough to get by. Not much. طيب. لَهُ بَصَرْ وَلَيْثَ مِثْلُ بَصَرِنَا. And Allah has sight. Again, it is not like our sight. وَلَهُ وَجْهٌ وَلَيْسَ مِثْلُ وُجُوهِنَا. Now this may be shocking to some of you because you've never maybe come across this. Allah has a face, but it is not like our face. Maybe you've never heard this before. وَلَهُ يَدْ وَلَيْسَتْ مِثْلُ أَيْدِينَا. And Allah has a hand, but it is not like our hands. وَهَكَذَا جَمِيعُ الصِّفَاتِ. Such are all the attributes. يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يُمَثِلُ خَلْقِهِ فِيمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ أَبَدًا وَلَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَدِلَّةٌ سَمْعِيَّةٌ وَأَدِلَّةٌ عَقْلِيَّةٌ. So they say that Allah Azza wa Jal does not resemble His creation in any of these attributes ever. And for that we have evidences. Again, this is not just philosophy. Well, we just say that, you know, because then this is where the problem began. Whatever is being said has textual evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah. Otherwise, we don't speak about it. Now you may have read this. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. وجه, it's an Arabic word. Everybody knows in Arabic what وجه means. It's a face. So to come and deny it, you know, say no, you don't have the right to do so because you are rejecting the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to come interpret it in another way, say no, what is intended by face is such and such. You say, okay, did the Prophet ﷺ explain it like that? Did the companions ever ask, O Messenger of Allah, what is intended by this face? And he said, okay, what is intended is such and such. If this kind of conversation went on, say, okay, alhamdulillah. If this never took place, you have absolutely no evidence whatsoever. So based on what are you rejecting and changing and misinterpreting and resembling and going through all this hassle, we have no right to do that. And as the Shaykh put it earlier, the most knowledgeable was the Prophet ﷺ, and the people who were so hungry for knowledge were the companions. So the most hungry people had the most qualified person to ask, and they never discussed this. So why are we discussing it? Meaning they understood what it meant, and they accepted it. They had adab, they had manners, mannerism with Allah. They did not go into that because they know from the Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like unto him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There's none equal to him. They understood. Allah is Allah and the creation is the creation. So there's no commonality between both. طيب. Now, as for the breakdown, al-adilla sam'iyya, textual evidence, meaning the Quran and the Sunnah. تَنْقَسِمُ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنِ خَبَرٌ وَطَلَبٌ. It is divided into two parts. Information and request. فَمِنَ الْخَبَرِ, as for information, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. The one I just quoted, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11, fundamental verse in the Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like him, or there is nothing like unto him. This is a principle in Islam. Principle pertaining to our belief regarding Allah. There is nothing like him. And just to clarify for those who are coming for the first time, what is intended by that? Usually the human being, whenever you want to give someone a description of something that they have not seen, you use something that they are familiar with, that the mind has an image of already, and then you build on that image. For example, this is a phone. Okay? Let's say they made a newer version of the same phone. Different features. So you tell me, you know that, for example, this pocket PC, say which one, say the Eaton 500, say he said, it's the same, but the screen is wider. It has more buttons. The blah, blah, blah. Now in my mind, I'm thinking of this. I'm building off your information. Okay, you're giving me your information, I'm constructing an image in my mind, until I come with, of course, an assumption of what you are trying to describe to me, based on what? On an image that my mind has. But let's assume that there's a new product that no one has ever seen. There's nothing like it. So you come and try to tell me, there's this new thing. Oh, okay, so what is it like? I don't know. Does it look like a phone? Is it a car? I mean, is it a tree? I don't know. You know? So how in the world are you going to try to explain to me what this thing is? It's big? Okay, well, big, what is your mind going to think about big? A million things. Even the size may vary. So after working hard to try to give me an idea of this new item that no one has seen, I have not seen, at the end of the day, what is my mind going to come up with is going to be something maybe totally different, because I don't have anything to base it on. And can you say that the image that my mind comes up with is accurate to the actual object? No. Why? Because there's nothing around that resembles that thing. So your mind is unable to create or build on an image in order to get this understanding. If this is the case with something very trivial and minor, like an iPhone, Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, then what about Allah? This is what is intended by this verse. There is nothing like Him. So whatever your mind tries to imagine, even when we say face and hands, whatever your mind tries to imagine, it's not that. It is not that. Why? There is nothing similar to Allah for you to understand that image and build upon it. Absolutely nothing. So no matter what you hear, you don't have an image of Allah. Excuse me. And this is the belief system that we have. We don't have an image of Allah. If the shaitan try to create one in your mind, delete it. Then go to the recycle bin, right click and say empty recycle bin. Don't leave nothing, because we don't know. We do not know. No idea. In Jannah, on the Day of Judgment, the believers will see Allah. Today, now, no idea. But do we, because we don't have that, do we go ahead and reject the Quran and the Sunnah? Because we, no. You accept and you submit. Allah said there's nothing like Him. That's all I need to know. He said He has a face, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. He said He has hands, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Do you think of hands? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Why? Because if the difference between my hand and a baby's hand is vast, and between a baby's hand and a cat's hand is vast, and between a cat and a frog, and you can continue with all the different hands in the world, look at the variation. If this is with the creation, then what about the one who created the creation? So your mind cannot possibly grasp that. So we submit and we accept, we don't reject, but we have textual evidence that we base them on, that Allah said this about Himself. So among them is, and the most important, ikhwan, is laysa kamithli shay, there's nothing like unto Him. وَقَوْلُهُ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّ. Do you know anyone similar to Allah? The question is no. Surah Maryam verse 65. فَإِنْ هَذَا وَإِنْ كَانَ إِنْ شَاءَ لَكِنَّهُ بِمَعْنَى الْخَبَرْ لِأَنَّهُ إِسْتِفْهَامٌ بِمَعْنَى النَّفِي. This is grammar here. He says, although it's like a question, in the form of question, but still it is considered as information. Because it's like, as they say, rhetorical question. The question that does not require an answer. نعم. وَقَوْلُهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And the one that everybody knows. There's nothing equal to him. فَهَذِي كُلَّ تَدُلُّ عَلَى نَفِي الْمُمَاثَلَ وَهِيَ كُلُّهَا قَبَرِيَّ. All these verses indicate that there's no resemblance between Allah Azza wa Jalla and His creation. There's no similarity between them. There's not nothing common. And it is all informative. وَأَمَّا الطَّلَبْ فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. As for request, Allah Azza wa Jalla had commanded us, like talab as a command or request, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Do not set to Allah any equals. Do not make anyone equal to Allah. And nid is the one who is equal, that the people worship besides Allah, or make equal to Allah in any shape or form. أي نظراء مماثلين, meaning those who have similar resemblance and equals to Allah. وقال فلا تضربوا لله الأمثال. And do not strike the examples to Allah. Do not strike any examples to Allah, right? Because this is su adab. It is ill manners. فمن مثل الله بخلقه فقد كذب الخبر وعصى الأمر. So whomever resembles Allah to His creation has denied the information, which is there's nothing like Him. He's denied the Quran. Allah says there's nothing like Him, and this person insists that Allah resembles His creation. وَعَصَى الْأَمْرَ. And he has disobeyed the command. Because Allah says, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not strike the examples for Allah. Do not do that. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Do not make any equals to Allah. So when you resemble Allah to His creation, you are disobeying Him, and you're denying the information that is in the Quran. So two violations. ولهذا أطلق بعض السلف القول بالتكفير لمن مثل الله بخلقه. This is some of the righteous predecessors. They concluded that the one who resembles Allah to His creation becomes a disbeliever. You know, whoever says that Allah looks like such and such person or something of this fashion, this person is one outside of Islam. فقال نعيم بن حماد الخزاعي شيخ البخاري رحمه الله من شبه الله بخلقه فقد كفر. The Shaykh of Al-Bukhari, his sheikh, the one who taught him hadith and other things, he said that whomever resembles Allah to His creation, he has disbelieved. لأنه جمع بين التكذيب بالخبر وعصيان الطلب. Because he combined between rejecting the information that is in the Quran and disobeying the command that Allah Azza wa Jal gave by not setting any equals to Him. This is as far as the textual evidences. Now, the intellectual ones. In Islam, the mind is used to understand the textual evidence, not the other way around. You don't put your mind and give it precedence over the textual evidence, because your mind may not be the most intelligent one. So you end up rejecting the textual evidences because your mind doesn't understand, it doesn't work this way. Rather, we always put the textual evidence first, and we use our minds to support it, not to reject it. We will get some examples, as the Shaykh will mention. وأما الأدلة العقلية على انتفاء التماثل بين الخالق والمخلوق فمن وجوه. As for the intellectual evidences that entail the denying of the resemblance between the creator and his creation are many. أولا, the first, أن نقول لا يمكن التماثل بين الخالق والمخلوق بأي حال من الأحوال. First we say it is impossible that there will be any similarity, any resemblance between the creator and the creation in any shape, in any way, shape or form. لو لم يكن بينهما من التباين إلا أصل الوجود لكان كافيا. If the only distinction that we have between them is the nature of existence, that would be sufficient. The fact that Allah is the creator, sustainer, and the son of Adam is created and sustained. this nature of existence itself is sufficient for you not to be able to make them equal. Because the asl, the essence of it is way different. Then what about the branches of that? لَكَانَ كَافِيًا وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ وُجُودُ الْخَالِقِ وَاجِبٌ. Because the existence of the Creator is necessary for the creation to exist. فَهُوَ أَزَلِي أَبَدِي. It's eternal, infinite. وَوُجُودُ الْمَخْلُوقِ مُمْكِن. As for the existence of the creation, it is possible. مَسْبُوقٌ بِعَدَمْ وَيَلْحَقُوا فَنَا. It is preceded by not existing, and it is succeeded by demolishing, and you know, going away, dying, not existing. فَمَا كَانَ كَذَلِكَ لَا يُمْكِنْ أَنْ يُقَالَ أَنَّهُمَا مُتَمَاثِلًا. فَمَا كَانَا كَذَلِكَ. So whenever two things are like that, there's no way that we can say that these two are equal. One ever living, always been there, will always be there. One needs the first in order to exist. And not only that, there was a time where it didn't exist, and there will be a time where it will no longer exist. Look at the vast difference between these two. So how could it be possible that these two great vastness or difference between these two, the nature of the existence of both, how could they be equal in any shape or form? It's impossible. Logically it's impossible. ثانيا أن نجد التباين العظيم بين الخالق والمخلوق في صفاته وأفعاله. Second, we find the great difference between the creator and the creation in the attributes and in the actions. في صفاته يسمع عز وجل كل صوت مهما خفي ومهما بعد. For example, hearing. The creator Allah Azza wa Jalla hears every single sound everywhere at the same time, no matter how low it is and no matter how hidden it may be. Even as they say, the ant, the crawling of the ant on a black stone on a black night under, you know, in the earth, Allah Azza wa Jalla hears it. Now me and you and the average person, you can only hear what's going on in this room. The people the next room cannot even hear us. So our hearing is so limited, and Allah's hearing is so absolute and perfect that there's no comparison between them. Totally deficient and the opposite with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ كَانَ فِي قِعَارِ الْبِحَارِ لَسَمِعَهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Even if it's in the depth of the oceans, Allah Azza wa Jalla will hear it. وَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِير. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Allah has heard the statement of the one who argues with you regarding her husband, and she complains to Allah, and verily Allah hears your conversation, and Allah is all hearing, all seeing. تقول عائشة, this is Surah Al-Mujadila, verse 1. تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها الحمد لله الذي وسع سمعه الأصوات. عائشة said regarding this verse, all praise is due to Allah whose hearing has encompassed all sounds. إنني لفي الحجرة. I am in the same room while this woman is there complaining to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنه لا يخفى علي بعض حديثها, and some of her speech I'm unable to hear, and I'm right there in the same room. والله تعالى سمعها من على عرشه, and Allah عز وجل heard her from above his throne. وبينه وبينها ما لا يعلم مداه إلا الله. Now the hadith ends with, and some of her statement I cannot even hear. Now this is the continuation, so you will not think part of the hadith. Then the statement of the sheikh, and Allah Azza wa Jal hears it from above his throne. And between them, between Allah Azza wa Jal and that person, well, no one knows but Allah. ولا يمكن أن يقول قائل إن سمع الله مثل سمع الله. So no one can say that the hearing of Allah is equal to our hearing. There's no comparison. Thirdly, ثالثا نقول نحن نعلم أن الله تعالى مباين الخلق بذاته. Thirdly, we say that we know that Allah Azza wa Jal is separated from His creation. Allah is not mixed with them. And this is a very dangerous belief system among maybe the majority of Muslims today. You say, where is Allah? Say, Allah is everywhere. Imam Abu Hanifa said, whomever denies that Allah is above His creation, above the heavens, he has disbelieved. And this has been authentically attributed to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. And of course, there's a book called Al-Ulu Lil-Aziz Al-Ghaffar, the transcendency for the Almighty, the all forgiving, by Imam al-Dhahabi. Everybody knows the Imam al-Dhahabi. This book is a compilation of all of the statements of the Imma and the companions. Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Tirmidhi, you name them, all of them confirming that Allah Azza wa Jal is above the throne, above His creation. No one believed otherwise from this, from the righteous predecessors. It was later when people innovated this concept that Allah is everywhere, which was developed from non-Muslims. It was adopted from non-Muslims and integrated into Islam, and the people started believing that Allah is everywhere. It's a dangerous belief system because that entails that Allah is everywhere. That includes the bathroom and the bars and everything that is filthy. And they don't say Allah is everywhere except the bathroom and the bars and everything. They don't say that. They say Allah is everywhere, period. And for you to say Allah is everywhere except these places, say, give me your evidence from the Quran or the Sunnah. You don't have that. But we have in the Quran, Ar-Rahman wa ala al-Arsh istawa, the most merciful rose above his throne. And we understand what that means. We will deal with that, inshallah, and we dealt with it somewhat already. Tayyib. So we know that Allah is separate from His creation. He is not mixed with them. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The chair that Allah Azza wa Jal has, the chair encompasses the heavens and the earth. And they say that the chair in comparison to the throne is like a ring that was thrown in the desert. A small ring in the desert compared to the desert. The size of the chair, al-kursi, in comparison to the throne is like a ring in the desert. So then what about the throne? And then of course nothing encompasses Allah. You know, the throne is there because Allah Azza wa Jal created the throne. Allah is independent of the throne. The throne needs Allah to keep it. Allah does not need the throne. You understand what I'm saying? This is just the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does whatever He wills. فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ He decreed that He will have a throne. We just say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. But this throne is huge inside. It's the greatest creation, actually, as far as we know. The greatest creation is Al-Arsh. And it is above the Firdaus. Firdaus is under that. So, if this is the case, then the Kursi encompasses the heavens and the earth. And it is, in comparison to the throne, nothing in terms of size.
Is this coming in Hadith?
Yes, it will come in the Hadith, inshallah. This particular statement. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْدَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And the earth will be within his grasp, the grasp of his hand on the Day of Judgment. And another one, وَالسَّمَوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ And the heavens will be folded with his right hand. In the Quran, Allah says this. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ لِأَحَدٍ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ أَنْ يَكُونُ هَكَذَا None of the creation can be like that. No one can have this majesty and this ability. فَإِذَا كَانَ مُبَيَّنًا لِلْخَلْقِ فِي ذَاتِهِ فَالصِّفَاتُ تَابِعَةٌ لِلذَّاتِ So if Allah Azza wa Jal Himself is separate from His creation, then the principle is that the attributes follow the actual, that which is being described. The attributes follow the one who is being attributed with this attribute. You know what I'm saying? So this is a chair, and it is blue, and it is black, and it is large. All these attributes are in reference to the chair, because you're describing the chair. فَيَكُونُ أَيْضًا مُبَيْنًا لِلْخَلْقِ فِي صِفَاتِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ So Allah Azza wa Jal also is separate from His creation with His attributes. His attributes are also separate from His creation. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ التَّمَاثُلِ بَيْنَ الْخَالِقِ وَالْمَخْلُوقِ And it is impossible for the Creator and the creation to be equal or similar. Fourthly, رَابِعًا نَقُولُ إِنَّنَا نُشَاهِدُ فِي الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ أَشْيَاءَ تَتَّفِقُ فِي الْأَسْمَاءِ وَتَخْتَلِفُ فِي الْمُسَمَّيَاتِ Fourthly, he says, we see among the creation things that are similar in the name. They are common. They have the common thing between them is the name, the term, the title. But they are different in the essence. يَخْتَلِفُ النَّاسِ فِي صِفَاتِهِمْ هَذَا قَوِيُّ الْبَصَرِ وَهَذَا ضَعِيفُهُ وَهَذَا قَوِيُّ السَّمْعُ وَهَذَا ضَعِيفُهُ For example, you say, this person has sight and he has strong vision, mashallah. And this person has weak vision. This person has strong hearing. And this person has weak hearing. So this is even regarding the same attribute, there's a variation among the creation. And this one, وَهَذَا قَوِيُّ الْبَدَنُ وَهَذَا ضَعِيفُهُ وَهَذَا ذَكَرُ وَهَذَا أُنْثَى This is strong in body, his body is strong, physically and this one is weak, this is a male and this is a female, and what have you. وَهَكَذَا التَّبَايُنْ فِي الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ الَّتِي مِنْ جِنْسٍ وَاحِدٍ. So this is the variation among the creation which are from the same, يعني from the same essence. All of them from Adam. Everybody is from Adam. Yet look at the difference. Male, female, strong, weak, vision, strong vision, weak vision, and what have you, from the different, right here, right now, each one of us is totally different from the other. But we all came from the same essence. So we have the same essence, but we're very much different in our qualities. فَمَا بَالَكْ بِالْمَخْلُقَاتِ الْمُخْتَلِفَةِ الْأَجْنَاسِ. If this is the variation among those who are of the same kind, we are of the same kind and we have all these differences, then what about the difference between the actual kinds, like humankind and animal kind and plants and, you know, the rest of the creation? If among the humans we have such vast difference, then what about with the other creation? طيب فما بالك بالمخلوقات المختلفة الأجناس فالتباين بينهما أظهر. So the difference is even more clear. ولهذا لا يمكن لأحد أن يقول أن لي يدا كيد الجمل. This is why no one can say that I have a hand like the hand of a camel. Can you say that? Impossible. You have a hand, he has a hand, but there's no, because the kind is different. Even within us, our hands are different. Then with the camel, even greater. And still we are within the creation. طيب. أولا يد كيد الذرة أو يدا كيد الذرة أو لي يدا كيد الهر. Or I have a hand like a cat. Or whatever. فعندنا الآن إنسان وجمل وذرة وهر. So now we have, oh, ذرة, like a, they use like an ant. So or a hand of an ant. So now we have a human, a camel, an ant, and a cat. كل واحد له يد مختلفة عن الثاني. Each one has a hand that is different than the other. مع أنها متفقة في الاسم. Although it is all of them, what do you call it?
Hand.
Everything is called a hand. طيب. فجوازه بين الخالق عفوا أيوة. فنقول إذا جاز التفاوت بين المسميات في المخلوقات مع اتفاق الاسم فجوازه بين الخالق والمخلوق من باب أولى. So we say if it is permissible to say that there's a huge difference between the things that have the same name among the creation, then that was the creator is even greater. If the hand among the creation of different kinds, there's a huge difference, and we're still all within the creation, then this with the creator is even greater. Because we know this creation, but we have not seen the creator. So the difference is even greater. And Allah is the creator. And that's enough might and majesty and power and strength for you to understand that there's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. بل نحن نقول إن التفاوت بين الخالق والمخلوق ليس جائزا فقط بل هو واجب. Rather we say the difference between the creation and the creator is not only permissible, it is compulsory. They must be different. فعندنا أربعة وجوه عقلية كلها تدل على أن الخالق لا يمكن أن يماثل المخلوق بأي حال من الأحوال. So we have four intellectual evidences to prove that the creator cannot resemble his creation in any way, shape or form. ربما نقول أيضا هناك دليل فطري. We can actually add to the textual evidence and intellectual evidence an evidence of the human innate or the natural disposition. فطرة. The way we were created. هناك دليل فطري وذلك لأن الإنسان بفطرته بدون أن يلقن يعرف الفرق بين الخالق والمخلوق. He said there's an evidence from our natural inclination. This is because the human being by nature, from the time of creation, he knows there's a difference between the creator and the creation. Without reading anything, without thinking, you know, without dwelling into the thing, by nature, by fitrah, you feel there's a difference between the creator and the creation. Your mind doesn't think of a human being, you know. It's because we have been brainwashed into this, and we've maybe watched many movies of the Christians who have an image of God among them, not all of them, but among the sects who have an image of God, you know, it's an old man with no shirt, big beard, you know, muscles, wrinkled. This is what they think of God. And these concepts, or others, you know, Buddha, you know, people think God is Buddha, or any other Hindu gods that they have, Shiva and what have you. Because of these images that are in the mind, so people start to assume that God is something like that. Had they never been exposed to that, you would not be thinking of no Buddha, no nothing. You wouldn't think of anything. If you were born on an island, we used this before, we use it again. If you were born on an island and you've never received any knowledge from anyone, all your life you were just living on an island, never learned, never read a book, never watched TV, never heard any news, would you be thinking of God as a man looking like you? No. You will look at the creation and say, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, I don't know. Unless Allah reveals to me information about Him, besides Him being the Creator, because you see the creation, merciful because you're living mercy, you know. Other than that, you don't know about Allah, unless Allah reveals it to you. But inevitably, your mind will not have any image. You see? Fitrah, natural disposition, something that is in us. Unless people brainwash something into our fitrah. ولولا هذه الفطرة ما ذهب يدعو الخالق فتبين الآن أن التمثيل منتف سمعا وعقلا وفطرا وفطرة. So even with the natural inclination, so now we have three sources: the textual evidence, the intellectual evidence, and the natural disposition of man, human being. فإن قال قائل إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حدثنا بأحاديث تشتبه علينا هل هي تمثيل أو غير تمثيل ونحن نضعها بين أيديكم. He said, okay, the Shaykh always has this methodology where he presents what could be said by other people for you to, because there's nothing to hide here. He's not trying to cheat people into believing something that is not the truth so we could hide what the people may say that will corner you. Rather, anything that could be said, ahlan wa sahlan, bring it, there's an answer. From the Quran and the Sunnah, there's an answer for these things. He said, طيب, what if someone says, there are narrations from the Prophet ﷺ in which he narrated to us, which a person may think that it indicates resemblance between Allah and His creation. طيب, so do we consider it that or do we not? He says, I will put them between your hands. He will tell you what these narrations are. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون القمر ليلة البدر. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, verily you will see your Lord the same way you see the moon, you know, on the clear night when the moon is full. طيب. لا تضامون في رؤيته. You will not feel any difficulty in looking at it. You know, it will just be ease. You will see Allah the same way you see the moon. فقال كما, so Allah said, the Prophet ﷺ said, the same way you see. See now, so are you resembling Allah to the moon? This is the question here. والكاف للتشبيه. كاف in the Arabic language used for resemblance. You know, Muhammad كربيع. Muhammad is like ربيع. Fine. وهذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying this. ونحن من قاعدتنا أن نؤمن بما قال الرسول كما نؤمن بما قال الله فأجيب عن هذا الحديث. He said, and in our belief system we say we believe whatever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the same way we believe whatever Allah said. So how do we respond to this hadith? Because this is the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. نقول نجيب عن هذا الحديث وعن غيره بجوابين. الجواب الأول مجمل والثاني مفصل. He said we will respond to this particular narration in two ways. One response which will be general and another one will be specific, detailed. One will be general, one will be detailed. As for the general, فالأول المجمل أنه لا يمكن أن يقع تعارضا بين كلام الله وكلام رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي صح عنه أبدا. The first principle that we must understand, and this is very fundamental to the belief system, يا أخوان, that it is impossible to have any contradiction between the statement of Allah and that of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cannot be. طيب, that which has been authenticated as a statement of the Prophet sallam. Otherwise, we need to check our deen. If you think so, then you need to reconsider your iman, because we know that Allah has preserved this deen, and this is the way of guidance, and this is the truth. So it is impossible that Allah will give us contradictions, things that cannot be explained, things that are clearly contradicting one of the Allah says something that the Prophet ﷺ contradicts, like that, impossible. Impossible. Otherwise, this will be a fault in the deen. And that means that whatever, when Allah said, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum," meaning that is incorrect. Today I have perfected your religion for you, your way of life. So because Islam is perfect, so there will be no contradiction. Allah said that the deen is perfect, so it is upon us to understand the relation between these narrations. They do not contradict one another. That's the first principle. لأن الكل حق, because all of it is truth. All of it is the truth. والحق لا يتعارض, and the truth does not contradict. The truth does not contradict one another or itself. I'm sorry. والكل من عند الله, and all of it is from Allah, right? Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, does he speak of his own desire? No. وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. He does not speak of his own desire. It is only a revelation being revealed to him. So the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, the authentic one, is a revelation from Allah. This is the deen of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah. He said, I left behind me that which if you hold on to, you will never go astray. The book of Allah and my Sunnah. This is the way. This is the rope of success. طيب. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا يَتَنَاقَدْ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. The famous verse that we use against the Christians usually, whose Bible is full of contradictions, and we say, as Allah teaches in the Quran, and had it been from other than Allah, then verily they would have found in it a lot of contradictions, a lot of differences. The book, it would contradict itself, like the Bible contradicts. The content is horrible in terms of the contradictions. Of course, some of it is still from Allah. Preserve that which is in accordance to the Quran. But the very most of it is human interference and distortions that contradicts, you know, the different Bibles and the Gospels that contradict one another and what have you. So if it was from other than Allah, you will find a lot of differences. Meaning if it is from Allah, you will not find any differences. So there's no contradiction. Because Allah declared in the Quran that there's not the case with His book. فَإِنْ وَقَعَ مَا يُهُمُ التَّعَارُضْ فِي فَهْمِكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا لَيْسَ بِحَسَبِ النَّصِ وَلَكِنْ بِاعْتِبَارِ مَا عِنْدِكَ. So if some sort of confusion arises in your mind, as you may assume that there's a contradiction, then know that this is an issue with your understanding of the text, not with the text itself. It's a problem with your understanding, not with the text itself. فَأَنْتَ إِذَا وَقَعَ التَّعَارُضُ عِنْدَكَ فِي نُصُوصِ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ فَإِمَّا لِقِلَّةِ عِلْمٍ وَإِمَّا لِقُصُورِ فَهْمٍ لِقُصُورِ الْفَهْمِ. So if according to you there's a contradiction between the Quran and the Sunnah, or the text in the Quran and the Sunnah, both Quran and Sunnah, or Quran and Sunnah, then either because of lack of knowledge or because of lack of understanding. It's one of these two options. Or third, وَأَمَّا لِلْتَقْصِيرِ فِي الْبَحْثِ وَالتَّدَبُّرِ, or because of your shortcomings in research and pondering upon these narrations and verses. وَلَوْ بَحَثْتَ وَتَدَبَّرْتَ وَجَدْتَ أَنَّ التَّعَارُضَ الَّذِي تَوَهَمْتَهُ لَا أَصْلَ. Had you really researched and thought about it, gave it a fair thought, you would have realized, come to realize that that contradiction which you assumed does not really exist, has no basis. وَإِمَّا لِسُوءِ الْقَصْدِ وَنِيَّةِ. A fourth reason why, because of an evil intention that the person may have. You know, someone who Allah Azza wa Jal have allowed his heart to deviate somewhat from the path, so they have a bad intention, an evil intent behind, so they wind up saying that the verses and the narrations contradict each other. بحيث تستعرض ما ظهره التعارض لطلب التعارض. So you claim that there's a contradiction because the person is seeking contradiction, he wants that. فتحرم التوفيق, so you'll be deprived of success in understanding. كأهل الزيغ الذين يتبعون المتشابه, like the people of deviance who follow the things, the verses that mutashabih, that may give more than one meaning. You know, beginning of Surah Al-Imran, there's a foundation regarding this. You know that the Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed the verses, ayatun muhkamat. There are verses that are clear in understanding. You know, no way you can misinterpret them, like Allahu kulluhu Allahu ahad. You know, and there are verses that mutashabih. So those who have sickness in their heart, they follow the mutashabih, like the statement of Allah, nahnu, we. So they say, okay, we meaning maybe three. So what the Christians saying is correct. There's more than one God. So this one may carry more than one meaning. Now we know this is the we of honor, of might, as the, you know, the queen of Britain, or whatever she says, we believe that, you know, you must, and she's talking about herself. And among the Arabs, in English and Arabic, this is used, you know, and you know this already. So, this is mutashabih, the clear one that does not accommodate any other interpretation. Say it is Allah, the one, the unique. So the people with the sickness in their heart, they go after the other ones. They leave alone the things that are clear, and they chase the one that may be misunderstood by people, and they use them. This is what is intended here. وَيَتَفَرَّغُ عَلَى هَذَا الْجَوَابِ الْمُجْمَلِ أَنَّهُ يَجِبُ عَلَيْكَ عَنْدَ الْإِشْتِبَاهِ أَنْ تَرُدَّ الْمُشْتَبَاهِ إِلَى الْمُحْكَمِ. And in order for you to clearly understand this, you must know that whenever there's a verse that may carry more than one meaning, you understand it in the light of the verse that cannot carry more than one meaning. So you return the one that is mutashabih toward the one that is muhkam. Muhkam meaning fixed, established, cannot be moved, cannot be changed. لأن هذه الطريق طريق الراسخين في العلم, because this is the methodology of those who are firm in knowledge. قال الله تعالى هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. It is He who has sent upon you the book, in it are verses that are clear, fixed. وأخر متشابهات, they are the mother of the book, the foundation of the book. وأخر متشابهات, and others that may carry more than one meaning. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٍ, as for those who have some deviance in their heart, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَبَهَ مِنْ, they follow that which may carry more than one meaning. Why? ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ, seeking fitna, seeking to cause problems. وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ, and seeking in false interpretation. Allah says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, and none knows the interpretation of these things but Allah. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ, as for those who are firm in knowledge, they say, آمَنَّا بِهِ, we believe in it, كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا, all of it is from our Lord. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and none will remember except those with the right intellect and the good understanding. This is Surah Al-Imran, verse 7. وَيَحْمِلُونَ الْمُتَشَابِهِ عَلَى الْمُحْكَمِ حَتَّى يَبْقَى النَّصُّ كُلَّهُ مُحْكَمًا. So they understand the verses that may carry more than one meaning in the light of the verses that cannot. That way everything will become fixed. Nothing will remain ununderstandable. طيب. This is the general response. If we are going to go to the specific response, we'll just do this one, inshallah. وَأَمَّا الْجَوَابُ فَصَلْ فَأَنَّهُ نُجِيبُ عَلَى عَنْ كُلِّ نَصٍ بِعَيْنِهِ. So we will answer each text individually. فنقول إن قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون القمر ليلة البدر لا تضامون في رؤيته ليس تشبيها للمرئي بالمرئي ولكنه تشبيه للرؤية بالرؤية. He said that regarding the hadith that you will see your Lord as you see the moon, on a clear night, in a full moon, and you will not be harmed by looking at it, is not a similarity between the actual object which is being viewed, rather it is a comparison of the actual viewing. So the viewing that you're doing, not the thing that you are viewing. So if you're watching cinema, and they say this movie, you will see this movie, and it will be as clear as the sun. It doesn't mean that the movie is going to be like the sun. It means in terms of you viewing it, it will be clear to you the same way it's clear to see the sun. You see? So the comparison is not for the object that is being viewed, rather for the action of viewing. This is what is being compared here. تَرَوْنَ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ, because he said, you will see as you see. Right? He didn't say Allah will be like the moon on the day of judgment. He said, you will see Allah the same way you see the moon. So the thing that is being compared is the sight, not the object. You see the difference? Clear, subhanAllah. But some people have sicknesses in their heart. طيب. فالكافي كما ترون داخله في مصدر مؤول لأن ما مصدرية وتقدير الكلام كرؤيتك كرؤيتكم القمر ليلة البدر. Arabic grammar, the bottom line of it is that it is, you will see Allah the same way you see the moon on a full night. وحينئذ يكون التشبيه للرؤية بالرؤية لا المرئي بالمرئي. So as such, then the comparison that is being struck here, or the similarity, is in the actual sight, the viewing of the thing, not in the viewed, not that which is viewed itself, like the object. والمراد أنكم ترونه رؤية واضحة كما ترون القمر ليلة البدر. And the intent here is that you will see Allah in a clear way, the same way you see the night, the moon on a clear night. ولهذا عقبه بقوله لا تضامون في رؤيته أي لا تضارون في رؤيته فزال الإشكال. And actually this is explained at the end of the hadith. You will not feel any difficulty, you will not find any difficulty in looking, in seeing. So that explains it, that it's about the viewing. This is where you may have, because maybe you look at the moon and there may be some clouds, there may be some things that are an obstacle between you and the clear view. But if there is nothing and you see it clearly, then this is what is intended, the vision and not the actual object which is being viewed. So we are not resembling Allah to His creation where Allah is like the moon. Rather, what is intended in this hadith, as it is clear, that the viewing that you perform is going to be clear like that, the same way it is clear when you see the moon. And there's more that the Shaykh will mention, but we will conclude our sitting today inshallah, or tonight, up to here with verse page 52, and there's a continuation. So this and the knowledge is with Allah, and whatever mistakes I made, as I am a human being and I'm not a native speaker, so I may just, you know, I may do some errors here and there, so forgive me, it's from me and the shaitan, and Allah is innocent from it. And whatever was correct was success from Allah, and ask Allah to accept from all of us our gathering, and thank you for showing up alhamdulillah tonight, and all praise due to Allah, and may Allah send His peace and blessings upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.